Ohio County see hepatitis A cases. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news report. Residents are urged to take precautions as Ohio sees 82 cases of hepatitis A. As of now, no cases have been reported within Tuscarawas County. However, one case was confirmed in Guernsey County. Tuscarawas County communicable disease nurse Chelsea Martin explains hepatitis A is a liver disease that's vaccine preventable.
And usually it's spread from a person that ingests fecal matter, even if it's like microscopic amounts from contact with contaminated objects, food. It can also be spread from close personal contact with an infected person, such as through sexual contact.
Symptoms that can last weeks or months include low appetite, fatigue, stomach pain, and nausea. Getting the vaccine is the best prevention measure, but Martin notes good hygiene goes a long way. Martin added that the county health department offers a two-dose vaccination if you're concerned you may be at risk.
Meaning people that have had direct contact with individuals infected with the virus, people who use street drugs, whether they are injected or not, people who are incarcerated, people experiencing homelessness, people who have traveled to other areas of the U.S., especially those with outbreaks.
For additional information, visit the Ohio Department of Health online. Bids open for two construction projects on the Tuscarawas River. Plans are finalized to add boat ramps in the city of New Philadelphia to boost recreational activities. Service Director Ron McCaber says the design plans were confirmed with Quicksall and Associates.
Carlisle Coniglio boat ramps went over the final drawings and construction plans last week. Looks to move forward with it. Didn't see anything that alarming. So that'll go out for bid on July 10th and 17th. We will open them on the 26th here in Council Chambers at 10 a.m.
Construction completion is expected by the end of 2018. The construction ramps will be located at State Route 416 and South Broadway. The city's cost share for both projects is around $144,000, and the remaining funding is from a Clean Ohio grant. Meanwhile, in your state news, a former Ohio attorney general has launched an online effort aimed at propping up the U.S. government's consumer finance watchdog agency. Democrat Mark Dan is calling his database of consumer complaints filed with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in Washington scoundrels, scams, and cheats. Dan says that the Dan Law will keep its website open and current, even if Bureau Director Mike Mulvaney moves to restrict public access to the consumer complaints. And in your sports news, the Indians lost again to the Cardinals last night. 11-2 was the final score. Cleveland is 27-13 at home, but 16-22 on the road. The Tribe and the Cardinals play again tonight at 8:15. Also, Cincinnati topped Atlanta 5-3. The Reds and the Braves play again today at 12:10. And in 10 innings, the Pirates fell to the Mets 4-3. Pittsburgh and New York take the field again tonight at 7:10. The latest Big Z Sports podcast will be available today. Find it at WTUZ.com. Click on the sports tab or on Facebook and Twitter. Now let's take a look at your Z Country forecast.
Rain likely this morning with a chance for thunder, then mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. High temperature in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms this evening. Cloudy with a chance for showers overnight tonight. Low temperature 67. Cloudy Thursday morning with a few showers possible. Clouds will break for afternoon sun. High temperature 81. Mostly sunny Friday. Hot and humid. High 89. Saturday and Sunday, we'll see a mostly sunny sky. It'll be hot and humid with high temperatures over the weekend in the low 90s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.